The Cry of a Bird by Dorothy Iglesias.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
This book has been written not only to show how, from a very small beginning, the work of the Wild Birds Hospital and Sanctuary has grown and established itself, but also with the aim of enlarging human understanding of bird life, and especially bird character. The distinctive psychological and emotional characteristics of wild birds are something rather different from their physical habits and behaviour. The latter are capable of investigation by the normal scientific methods of trained ornithologists, observation, statistical records, and so on, handled by experts with whom my sister and I have never tried to compete. In our belief, a somewhat different approach and method are needed for the deeper understanding of what a bird thinks and feels, which we believe to be possible, though relatively unexplored. We do not claim that inferences drawn by us from our long daily practical experiences of living with birds should necessarily be accepted as having cast-iron scientific validity. We do suggest, however, that many of the actual occurrences described in this book may well bear the construction we place on them, and that if so, they point to a fuller and more sensitive mental and emotional side to bird character than has generally been accepted. I should like to add that while not a professional writer nor an ornithologist, I've tried to set down with complete truth all that we've seen and to state it as clearly and accurately as possible, hoping such testimony may be of some value to a...